Thank you, and welcome back to Inside Agriculture. It was last week that the Senate Ag Appropriations Committee held a field hearing at the Grand Farm, and Minnesota farmer Harold Woley and president of the National Corn Growers told members of Congress what's important funding-wise to corn growers.
Agriculture, technology, and research. These are important topics and are top of mind at NCGA. There are many issues related to this topic that we're focused on advancing, but today I want to talk to you about securing appropriations funding for two key projects, the Agriculture Genome to Phenome Initiative and NCGA's Aflatoxin Mitigation Center of Excellence. The Agriculture Genome to Phenome Initiative provides collaborative research opportunities that expand the industry's knowledge of genetic traits across crops and livestock. This type of research is critical to fully characterizing these genetic traits and, in turn, providing producers with the knowledge to make better management decisions, increasing both their productivity and their sustainability and profitability. NCGA and the Iowa Corn Growers Association have a long history of supporting this initiative and have worked with Congress to secure federal investments into the program. We are grateful that the Senate Appropriations Committee has shown support for this funding in the fiscal year 2025, and we're pleased to see that the House Ag Committee's proposed reauthorization of funding for the Agriculture Genomes to Phenomes Initiative is in its draft of the Farm Bill. This initiative is well positioned for continued federal support, and we urge the Senate Committees on Appropriations to continue to elevate this program as negotiations continue. A second priority in the area of technology and research is securing funding to address aflatoxin contamination, which has been a significant problem for producers in southern states for several years. More recently, it has expanded into the Midwest and Western Plains states. The increased frequency of extreme weather events will further exacerbate this problem and continue to expand the impacted geographic area. Direct losses of corn caused by aflatoxin are estimated at $200 million annually, with indirect losses from byproducts such as distillers' grains further adding to the loss. Recognizing the significance of the threat, corn producers have contributed more than $5 million since 2012 in private funding for research projects through NCGA's Aflatoxin Mitigation Center of Excellence to better understand and attempt to mitigate the risk of aflatoxin to corn growers. While research conducted over the last decade has made meaningful progress in developing and deploying mitigation strategies, there remains a considerable gap between the amount of research currently being performed, particularly regarding responsive agriculture, human nutrition, and food safety, and the magnitude of the issue. To expand this important research, NCGA and its state partners pursued federal funding for the program and successfully recruited $1.5 million through fiscal 23 and 24 appropriations. These dollars have been thoughtfully invested in select research projects nationwide to advance the development of aflatoxin mitigation. We are pleased that the House Appropriations Committee report for its fiscal 25 agriculture funding included an increase of $1 million for AMCO, and ask you and your fellow senator appropriators to secure that funding as negotiations progress. Finally, corn growers appreciate the multiple roles of public and land-grant universities, including education, research, and extension. At the national, association, and state association levels, we often partner with these institutions on agriculture policy research to help understand and evaluate the farm economy, expected budgets, and federal policy. In summary, federal funding for ag research has plateaued, and the industry cannot afford to weaken that investment. By bolstering ag research across the board, we can address the issues I've enumerated while tackling additional challenges related to other areas impacting agriculture, like trade and biofuels.
NCGA President Harold Woley. This is Inside Agriculture. We'll come back and talk about what's bugging you.